This is Regin ATL coming to you from the lovely city of Atlanta via iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and TuneIn. Also Spotify. You know, Alyssa, I'll always forget one.
Always, and, every
and,
time.
Well, it was TuneIn one of the other times. So I remember TuneIn, but Spotify. Okay. Here with the lovely Alyssa DiTommaso today, and we are going to be discussing one of my favorite subjects here.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Absolutely. And we're going to be doing we didn't even plan that together. Should we have said jinx? I didn't sing it though. So you don't have to say jinx if we only say it together.
Right.
Did you ever do that? You say something together,
jinx,
you say jinx.
Me a soda.
Was it you owe me a soda? Because I owe a lot of people sodas. I never said that. I just said jinx.
There's, you know, the little age difference between us. So it could be a generational thing.
So like, is you owe me a soda? When did that start? Is that like a millennial thing?
I don't know. I mean, I've always said jinx, you owe me a soda. I've heard jinx, you owe me a quarter.
Really? Mm-hmm. Which one would you rather have, the quarter or the soda?
Soda.
Yeah, that's a good choice. All right. So we're going
to
be doing, let's talk about our topics. I do. Because I feel like if you do more jinxes and you get more sodas, that's more expensive than the quarters, right?
Right. You have to collect a lot more quarters to get one soda.
That's the whole jinx situation is becoming too formulaic.
Jinkies.
Is it formulaic?
Formal?
Formulated? No, I was going to say formulated. Formulated. Is that a word?
Yes.
Okay. So, but formulatic is not a word.
Formulaic is a word.
There we go. See, that's that degree that we discussed in another episode.
Degree. I got the D in degree.
Oh my goodness. Is this a show for all of your sex jokes? Because that was clearly a solid sex joke right there. Let's do, let's go down to subjects here that we will be going over. First subject we're going to go over is fetishes. Then we're going to get into some personal preferences, followed by how important is sex?
Sexual chemistry
in a relationship. And then how to spice it up in bed here. I need to have like a button that plays that sound, but I would not just use it for sex shows.
I ordered pizza with pepperoni. Mound chicka wow wow. I got a new jacket today. Mound chicka wow wow.
I feel like maybe I should just make that my text tone and I will be doing that later. Just in
mound chicka wow wow.
In celebration of this show. So let's get into our first topic here. And this is a topic that is not near and dear to my heart. And it's fetishes. Now, I read an article that said that a lot of adults, or a lot of people, period. I don't know about how children or anything like that. But, you know, a lot of people, period, have fetishes. And despite, I guess, what they might say or what the traditional. Cause I remember telling you that before and you were like, what? But a lot of adults do. So we were talking about too in show prep with the non-traditional fetishes and what traditional fetishes are. Now, a lot of people, when talking about sex in general, so let me give you a little info on this. Sex should be discussed just like money should be discussed. A lot of people, when we go up, they don't want to discuss money. They don't want to discuss sex. Politics, maybe you should keep to yourself in this political age that we're in. Do not discuss politics. But we should definitely be open about your sexual discussions and be open about money discussions, especially within the confines of relationships and stuff like that. And even when you're about to get in relationships. So when it comes to fetishes, do you know what some of the more popular ones are?
I'm going to throw a weird one out there. Maybe it's not weird. Feet.
Okay. So, all right, let me get in. All right.
I feel so ignorant saying it, but isn't that like, or I guess it's not, against the law?
Against the law? In what sense? You know how many people be in jail right now?
Right. That's why I'm like,
didn't you have a guy who wanted pictures of your feet?
Yeah, I know. I called the cops on the earlier shows.
Did they arrest him? Is that what happened?
All right. I think I was overthinking. I feel like you only hear about these fetishes when it comes to crime shows. Like, you know what I mean? Like in Law and Order.
I mean, well, if they killed the person.
There was definitely an episode of Law and Order SVU where the guy had a foot fetish and he cut the girl's foot off after he raped and killed her.
So I feel like the cutting the foot off, the rape and killing were the crimes.
For the shoe. He wanted her foot in the shoe.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
That is very strange. And that's a great way to lead this show. I very, very much appreciate that. I think foot fetishes. So I'm the kind of guy myself. I like a girl with nice feet. It is crazy that it's a deal breaker, right? For me, it is. You can be fine, but if your feet are busted, it's not happening. Now I don't want to touch them or do anything to them sexually, so I don't feel like that's, I have a foot fetish, but I would say that's probably on the list of actual fetishes, you know. There's a lot of women, or I would say women and guys too, that have like a BDSM fetish, and they like, I guess, to be tied up and stuff like that. That was one of the more popular fetishes, because I remember you were like, you thought all fetishes were non-traditional. But
I mean, I feel like fetish sounds like a taboo word.
And I guess it can be, depending on where it's your upbringing and all that stuff. And I guess this is where a lot of people who, when you take these kind of surveys and you see that people do have certain fetishes, it has to be probably like a private survey, because people aren't really talking about stuff like that.
I mean,
a lot.
We don't want to know that our like Senate, our state senator or something has like a fetish. That's weird.
So I can agree with that. And I would agree with that. Maybe it's just something that you're just not putting out there to the public, you know, and definitely should be discussed with your partner or potential partner so they know what they're getting into. So some of the non-traditional fetishes are like this baby doll fetishes. And there's a fetish out there where maybe male or female, they would like to, their partner, either they're doing it or their partner's doing it. And that's wearing diapers and having like pacifiers and stuff like that.
I feel like that's borderline like you're a pedophile, and it's like you're slowly conditioning yourself to making it okay.
So tell me something. Is it really being a pedophile when you're the kid?
So I guess I'm not understanding then this fetish.
The fetish could be like you, Alyssa, wants to wear the diaper. Yeah, like Alyssa.
But still, that's so uncomfortable.
So we say, hey, you know what? We've been in this relationship for a while. You feel comfortable. You go into the bathroom. You come out. You're in a diaper with a pacifier. I mean, maybe you got a bra on. Maybe you don't. I don't know. But that's the fetish. Or maybe you want somebody like that yourself. Like guys might say that they want that out of their partner. That's a fetish.
Hello, 911. I'd like to report a potential pedophile. Like, I'm sorry. That one was, I know you just told me about that, but that one is definitely bizarre. So let me ask you.
There are a lot of bizarre ones out there.
So have you heard of the two girls, one cup?
I will not.
I think
be
I mentioned
doing this
to you
again, because you told me about this and I'm still scarred from the first time you told me about this.
Imagine how I feel about the baby
so
doll.
So let's explain
fetish.
To the audience then what that fetish is. Because that is actually a fetish too. It's called like, you explain it first, then we'll go into that.
Okay. So two girls and one cup is essentially what it sounds like. There's two girls and one cup.
I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like two women and a cup, like they're sharing a drink.
Right. Except for, I don't know how they make this happen, but the females will.
So is it a guy and two girls and a cup?
No.
It's just two girls and a cup.
I mean,
there's no guy.
There could be a guy. I mean, I've only ever heard of it being video recorded, so I don't know who would enjoy this in person.
Okay.
But essentially, the two girls will poop into the cup.
They're defecating.
Defecating.
Into said cup.
Into a cup. And they play with their defecation and like rub it on themselves and like put it in their mouth and play with it in the cup.
No.
I don't know who would be turned on by this though. It's very scarring.
So how did you hear about it?
Many years ago when I was working in the automotive industry.
Many moons ago.
This guy who is a good friend of mine was like, oh, you should look this up. Like, I was like, what the hell? Oh, excuse me.
No, that's not really a cuss word when you talk about defecating in a cup. Wow. I feel like that's not necessary either for this particular
right.
portion of the show.
Right. It's an uncomfortable bow chicka wow wow. But no, yeah. So I was like, I am not looking that up. And he was like, so he pulled it up on his phone. I was like, how did you hear about this? This is disgusting.
Did he ever answer that question? Did he just walk away awkwardly like, never mind.
I can't remember his reaction, to be honest. He was like, I don't know how he found out about it, but I was like, this is disgusting. Like, I was mortified. I was like, ew.
Really?
It must smell awful.
I mean, I imagine it does. And there's like a whole, so that's a fetish in itself. So, and I don't know where that fetish would be on the line of like, well, I'm not sure where, because it's a fetish I know about. So I'm not even sure in my head are there fetishes that I'm aware of that makes it more, it's still non-traditional fetish for me. But it, because I know about it, is it a popular fetish? I don't know. You know, I would imagine a foot fetish is popular. I know that definitely with the tying people up and all that type of stuff, some people are into that type of stuff.
50 Shades of Grey.
Man, right? So I'm going to tie you up and go to work for the day. Come back and you need to be there for me. We got to hope it's like not overtime that day, because right, you're still going to be tied up to that bed.
Right. But then that's what happens. I bet that's how Two Girls in One Cup got started. It was two girls into BDSM, and their little playmate person tied them up, and they had a poop, and they didn't want to poop on the bed, so they found like a water cup and pooped in it, and then the guy was like, this is kinky, and was like, play with it. Because, you know, when you do the BDSM, you have the submissive, and you have the person who's not submissive.
And there's a lot of people who are on both sides. Like, and sometimes that's not always apparent which side a person is going to be on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure that's how that happened. I just described the history of how it started.
That is it. So we should just end the show right there.
If right.
If it wasn't such an uncomfortable subject, we would just end the show there. But I feel like we must move on now. You know what's crazy?
We must push forward
with this show. But that is very
blow your back out on that one.
You know what? I was going to expand a little bit more on that subject, but now I feel like I cannot even go. I need to move very swiftly past Two Girls in a Cup.
Got to pull out of that subject.
Oh my goodness. Here we go. So tell me something here. As we move on to what the personal preferences may be, and I know what the personal preferences are not. Two Girls in a Cup for me. So tell me something. Ask you about the foot fetish situation, okay? Or ask you for pictures of your feet. If you guys, let's say that you guys were already in a relationship and everything was good, and then you went to that, would that have turned you off as far as like what your personal preferences are? I know you don't probably have any fetish preferences, but does that turn you off? Would you have been like, oh, hell, I'm out of here?
I guess if I... This is a weird one, but I like it. I guess I can maybe say I fall sort of into that category of a foot fetish.
Like you have a foot fetish yourself.
No. And under the respect of, I like for when people's fingernails and like their toenails, it's not like, you know how like some people, their fingernails, it's like they don't have enough fingernail and they have too much fingers.
They don't have enough fingernail and they have too much fingers. Like they have like little nubs.
Yeah. Like, basically. I don't know how to, like, it's like their nail is
the skin goes out past where the nail is.
Yeah. It's like, and it's like, then their skin looks dirty because it's like normally where your nail would be protecting the skin. It's like not, it's like exposed raw skin basically. And then that skin is extra sensitive because it's normally covered by a nail. So it's like, and I don't like when people's fingers or toes look like that. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
So you have it's an opposite direction. You don't necessarily have a fetish for it. You have a fetish for like against when it's not there.
Or when it appears like that, you don't like it. Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. So it's not a fetish, but it's like something I look
feel like
for.
It's like opposite of a fetish. Like instead of turning you on, it turns you completely off.
Like, I don't even want to date the person. I don't want to see them ever again. I want to send them to the hospital because they need help.
Oh my goodness.
Like they need
gracious,
like a skin graft or Alyssa. Something or a nail grafting for their, it just freaks me out. It's just, do you know what I'm talking about? Like when people's, okay. Like it just freaks me out. Their fingers are nasty.
So what do you, on the opposite end of that.
And those are the type of people who always have their fingers in their mouth too. I'm just saying.
Wait, what? What kind of people have their fingers in their mouth all the time? That's a whole different. That's a whole.
No, the same people who have the dirty fingers
are always have their fingers in their mouth. For what reason, Alyssa? Is that a fetish?
No.
Like, are they eating?
Oh my god, I'm crying.
We'll go more. We'll expand on that a little bit later, ladies and gentlemen. So, Alyssa, on the opposite end of what doesn't completely turn you off as a human being. Being that I think I already know the answer. My nails are going all the way. I don't feel like you would have ever gone on the show.
If you had noticed,
you'd have been like, listen, we can't do this show.
I couldn't. Okay. I think I can pull it together.
Goodness gracious. Okay, so, Alyssa.
I'm sorry.
Being that you didn't even know that fetishes that were traditional fetishes, I think I already know the answer to this question. Alyssa herself has no fetishes because you didn't even think fetishes were traditional. You didn't even know they existed.
Or maybe today. I've never come across somebody that would strike a fetish in me. Actually, that's a lie. I have one fetish. Mm. I don't know if it's a for real fetish.
Okay.
I go crazy over guys who have tattoos on their collarbone. Oh my gosh, that's like my kryptonite. Like,
really? Is that? I don't think that's a sexual fetish.
Oh my god!
How do you sexualize it?
It turns me on. It just like because it's
that's
like
just like something you're attracted to.
Like their collarbone is like accentuated, so it's like even if they weren't muscular, it automatically makes them look muscular. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I feel like that sounds a fetish? No. It's like something that you're attracted to. And the thing is,
Why am I trying so hard? Because
you don't have one. It sounds like maybe it's just because you're young. And you haven't discovered what the fetish may be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say I have a fetish in particular. I'm thinking myself because I have dated. So I've dated. I was dating this teacher once and we went to this one of our first few dates. And this was, of course, not the first date, but second or third.
Teachers are hit or miss. They could be freaky, freaky, man, or straight as an arrow.
Let me tell you. So I was dating this teacher one time, and we went to this place. It's called Starship. You know what Starship is?
Yes.
Okay, so we went to Starship. And for people Starships, who aren't here.
We're meant to fly.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So I think I'm going to keep saying goodness gracious. I'm going to say goodness gracious a lot this show. I think I already have exceeded it for 2019. It's already been exceeded the amount that I should say it. So this place, for people who don't live in Georgia, is a place that sells like it's like a head shop. So it's a place that sells pipes, sex toys, videos, if people still go and rent those. I'm not sure why you would in the internet age, but maybe somebody does. Stuff of that nature, sex goods shop. So like our third date, I want to say we stopped by Starship. And so we're in there and everything. And I notice that she is over there like looking at like this bull whip and like cracking it like to the side over there. And I'm like,
does this work for you, honey?
And it was kind of just like in her own world. Like, I don't know if she was trying it out or trying to see, you know, what it was like. And then she picked up like this elephant dildo type situation that's freaking massive. And I'm like, I'm just observing this. She didn't even know that even I'm looking over at her at this point because we kind of like, we're, you know, looking at a couple different things. And I just kind of walked back up on her doing these things. And one thing that I noticed that I don't really know if I have a fetish, but I know what it's not. Okay.
Elephant dildos.
Definitely not elephant dildos or dildos of any type. And it's definitely not being whipped or whipping somebody with a whip. You know?
Did you try it with her?
I did not because
You're
I'm
lying.
Not. No,
You're totes lying.
I am not about that life, Alyssa, at all. So to all the ladies out there, if you want to have your ass beat, this Reg is not the guy. I'm not beating anybody up, you know, and some people want to be tied up and then beaten.
But have you been whipped? Have you personally?
No. Let me tell you something. I am. This is a no whip zone in both.
No whip.
I knew you were going to say it.
No,
I set that up.
Zone.
But this is definitely a no whip.
They know better. They know
what they do now, because this is definitely no whip zone. I don't really do whips in the bed or anything like that. Now the tying up thing is not bad. Now tying
up, you've
been
tied up.
Listen, this show is not about me.
Absolutely. What is the name of the show again?
Well, in that case,
it's called Regiment ATL. Are you not Reg?
I have dabbled. Let's say I've dabbled in tying and being tied up, and okay. So I don't mind that situation. Now I don't want anybody to go to work, right, or tie me up and then go get something to eat,
or tie you up and you can't untie it yourself. That's my only. I've had guys who like they want to like hold
do
my
like
hands,
the restraints and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like hold my hands behind my back while they're, you know, obviously having sex with me, or you know, they want to like not allow me the use of my hands. And I
so is that a alarming for Alyssa. Alyssa needs full use of her hands in all sexual situations.
Yeah, I am. I don't necessarily mind if it's like above my head because I could pull my arms down. If it's where it's behind me and I can't move my arms like forward, that freaks me out. If I could still move my arms like from above my head to like down, that's fine. And I could always like, you know, bite my way out of a situation if I have to, like bite a rope.
So this
or something.
Is something that you've thought about.
Well, yeah, you never know. People like they can seem
so
all nice and normal, and
bite
then,
your way out of a situation.
If I have to like untie a rope with my mouth, I'll do what I have to do. You never know.
To
some
escape.
Of these people, they say they're into these fetishes, and for all we know, is they could be like Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, hello, I'm not trying to get eaten up today.
So
I'm a snack, but I'm not a meal. For a cannibal.
I'm a snack, but I'm not a meal. That should be your 2019 motto right there.
I'm a snack, but
I'm not a meal. So you haven't dabbled in any of these type of situations at all?
I've thought about it with the right person.
You've
maybe
thought about it. So that means in Alyssa's world, this has been just pure missionary. That's what's going on over there. Up to a certain, maybe like when you get older, Alyssa.
Wow, you keep saying, like, I feel like, let me, I'm not even going to sit here and try and embarrass myself. No, I have not partaked in being tied up because I always think of worst case scenario.
You think
but
it was
yes,
like somebody
I'm,
like putting you in the back of a car, like,
right, like
tying you up, then redressing you and putting you
right,
back in a vehicle
like,
or something and,
get,
and like riding off with you or something like that.
Right. I'm not trying to end up like that. Like,
I feel like if a lot of those type of fetishes, it definitely takes a person that you are going to be like feeling safe with. And did you know that there's a safe word? Have
yes.
you ever heard of that?
Okay. Be like chicken nuggets.
Right. And basically,
what's your safe word?
It's called stop. Is that a bad safe word? I think that's a safe word. It's like that's at least no room for interpretation.
No. The point is for that stuff is when you're
to not take you out of the mood.
Well, right. When you're like, oh, stop. Like it's supposed to for the person who's the superior or whatever.
Being
like it's supposed to turn them on more. So you're supposed to use like a couple like clocks. Or
so it's for
chicken.
The dominant person. You if I
so
say
they
stop,
know they've
it's,
gone
it's,
too far. So when you're saying stop, they don't know like okay. they're going too far, which is obviously defeats
so
the point of the word.
So you're wearing a Looney Tunes shirt. Should I say tunes?
That's your safe word.
I mean, I haven't got one.
That's why I'm like, I always just chicken nuggets, clocks, whatever pops into my head first.
Well, here's the thing. Being that you haven't been tied up, you don't have a safe word. And chicken,
I've thought about
it's
ahead
chicken
of time.
Nuggets. Well, you did think about how you were going to chew your way. Are you hungry? Because you talk about chewing your way out of a rope and you talk about chicken nuggets.
Yes, I am hungry. I have not eaten all day. What time is it? It's time for me to eat some food.
I feel you. So you, I would think that a lot of those kind of situations, you definitely want to have, I mean, you want to have situations like that where you are into, I guess, your partner enough to discuss things like this. And when you have these kinds of preferences, when your partner, let's say that you have a situation where your partner does come to you about with a fetish, is there any fetish that's too crazy for Alyssa besides the two girls in a cup? Is that like, and let's stay on the like the modern ones, because like I will say are the modest ones, I should say, because mine definitely it's not a crazy fetish to want to be tied up and whipped or stuff like that. Some people like to be choked and all that other stuff. That's just not my fetish, not my thing. But I don't necessarily know if I'd be like, I need to never see you again if they say something like that. Are there fetishes that are out there like that that would make you be like,
I'm just thinking never about the me. Ones that I like. Like, I don't mind like a little firm, like grasp around like the lower part of my neck. Not like,
what about like hair pulling and stuff like that?
It depends on how the flow, if it's out of nowhere, like we're really like in a groove, like, you know, some sex, like, you know, it's like, it goes with like the, like a groove to a song. Like you're like really like flowing, and then if you pull the hair, you're totally changing the rhythm of the sex, like, you know what I mean? Like,
so it has to be having like more of an aggressive type sex for that to happen. Yeah, you can't be making love like, and then just an aggressive
like,
hair
yeah,
pull.
Like run on me, na, 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 na. Yeah, if you're doing that type of having sex, you should not be pulling someone's hair, spanking them.
Was that a
or
song
choking.
What was that?
I'm just saying
okay,
like,
so if you're having romantic, like, candlelight sex,
right?
And then it's all romantic and it's all flowing and you got your R&B music on, you don't want your hair pulled like out of the blue,
right? I mean, maybe after we do the first initial like round one or whatever, if you need to,
and then
go
you
multiple,
transitioned into like the rough just get it on,
right,
sex.
Total turnaways, I would have to say, if somebody wanted me to like wear one of those, like the gag mask or whatever.
Yeah, right. That's not attractive to me either.
Like,
that's kind of something I'm not into.
Gag me and have me tied up. I mean,
but you can do one or the other.
No, I couldn't do one or the other. I'm just
neither,
saying.
Neither one.
I mean, I might be open to tying me up if.
But never open to the gag.
Yeah, like, yeah, and again, it's still, you would have to, the knots in the rope have to be very loose. So in case of an emergency, I have to break away.
Right, like a fire.
Right.
But hopefully the person would untie you.
Hopefully.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I would say I had a guy ask me if he could donkey punch me.
No, he didn't.
I swear.
No way. Stop it.
You know what? I was maybe 16 or 17 years old, and this guy asked me if we could donkey punch. I had to go look up what donkey punch means.
He asked you, like, in what context was
it?
So were you guys having, like, a sexual conversation?
No,
when does one bring that up?
We were in gym class in high school, and, like, we would flirt here and there, and, like, he was just like, do you want, can I donkey punch you? And I was like, what? Awkward silence is exactly
right. Because what does that mean?
Right. So apparently it's when you are the guy and the female, you're taking the female from behind. Mm. And then right before you ejaculate, you punch her in the back of the head to make her muscles tighten around your penis. So it's a more pleasurable experience for you, the male.
I have never in my life seen or heard of that. That is very interesting. We're learning things today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
We're learning today. Okay. So you told him no, right?
Oh, absolutely. I was like, no. Well, at first I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because I thought he meant like he was going to punch me in the face or something, like donkey punch. I'm like, you're not going to punch me.
So
like,
I wonder why donkeys got that name. Like, I wonder where that originates.
Well, I'm assuming it's because, first of all, you're taking the person from the back, and then it's like the
why
punch.
Why is it like a cheetah punch?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just thinking in my head, like when you hit a donkey, when you're like, because a donkey's a labor animal and like you're whipping it to go, it's like the ee-aw, ee-aw. No, so I'm assuming it's supposed to be kind of like mimicking that, like.
You want a woman to hee-haw when you hit her while you are.
I don't know. I'm not the expert here on that one. Let me call. What was his name? His name was Jason. Let me call Jason and ask him why it's called that.
So that's definitely not a fetish. So that's the kind of person you were like, all right, I'm not gonna talk to you again.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's the fact that you're punching me in the head. Like, you could cause brain damage. Like, why would you want to cause mental harm to me like that?
It could be like a soft tap. You never know.
I doubt it.
You mean he's gonna just haul off and give you
like
a haymaker?
I feel like he'd be the type of person who would have been like, let me throw a brick at your head while I'm at it.
So then that's a definite no-no. Do you feel like, because sex can be very important in relationships and stuff like that, and the chemistry can be, needs to be aligned. So a lot of times I tell people this a lot, and I've given this advice to people who come to me and they say, hey, I'm waiting to marriage to have sex. And I say to them, I say, listen, you need to try before you buy. Women or a man, This is like, this is complete unisex or whatever your gender is, unisex.
It's for all sexes.
This is for all sex advice here. You don't want, because you can have a lot of love, because people are like, we can love in conversation. And I'm like, well, love in conversation isn't going to fix a 2-inch penis if that's what he has.
It's gonna true.
Be, and you're not going to be.
True with the little d.
You're not. There's no amount of conversation that's going to fix that.
What was that? Austin Powers with the penis enlarger.
I don't know what y'all. Was it Austin Powers on Pornhub, or was it like an actual Austin Powers movie?
The actual Austin Powers movie.
There's no Austin Powers on Pornhub. I don't think so, by the way. I don't.
Yeah, really you know. Would know.
I've never. What,
you porn, would
what is
know.
He, what is that even about?
You dirty perv.
What is that even about out here? So how important do you feel sexual chemistry is to a relationship? Let's give it a percentage. Out of 100%, what is the percentage for you, for Alyssa?
Oh, God, that's tough. Maybe anywhere from 40 to 70.
That's a pretty big jump, Alyssa. Like, what, 40 to 70? 40 is like minor. 70 is pretty major.
Okay, 40% when times are like, it's Christmas time right now. I have to go be with my family. I don't have time to have sex with you, like, today or tomorrow.
But I'm saying, like, let's say that you have a relationship, though. Alyssa,
I'm saying in the terms of the relationship.
The whole scope of things.
Like, right. That's why it can be anywhere from 40 to 70.
So if you get married to a guy.
70 would be on the norm. You know what I mean? And 40
like
would be.
So 70% is kind of like what it's pretty important to your relationship.
Right.
40%
I mean,
is like, it's not really that important. I mean, it's important. It's not. It's, all, yeah, it almost it's not half. Like, it's still like.
Yeah. It's like half, in though. Terms of like when life gets busy. I mean, it's most important that I still stay with my partner, but. You know what? I may not have time to have sex with you right now.
So, chemistry wise, let's say that, and this is what I would say about this. When you have a partner or potential partner, there's a lot of things that need to be discussed sexually.
Yes.
And one is fetishes, which we've discussed. I need to know if you want to be gagged and donkey punched, we're not going to be together. Okay?
Right.
And vice versa, if that's who... Which
if
you like, you might
be
looking
diapers.
This is
there's
not
the door,
right.
Honey. Goodbye.
So I was trying to explain this to somebody because me, I'm not into anal sex. I'm not into anal sex. Now, I was telling this to somebody because they were trying to get an understanding because she was like, well, you know, if we love each other, we can talk it out and all that stuff. And I was using anal sex, but you can use a lot of different types of preferences in place of this. If you have a guy or girl, let's say she really loves it. I don't like it. And let's say she really loves it. We could be in love, right? And have everything else be perfect. Eventually, she's going to want to have anal sex. That's what she likes. Even if whether it comes 5 years on the line, we could got a solid five. She's gone 5 solid years without that preference. At some point in our relationship, she's going to want that itch to be scratched.
So would you be open then to a compromise of when she wants that done to her, she can just like a dildo or a vibrator up the booty hole?
I feel like she can with
would
me
you be
probably
okay
not
with that?
Around. Like, I'm not trying to have you. I mean, if you like that situation, I'm like now I've grown to know that you have to be sexually aligned for a lot of relationships to work out for the
absolutely.
Long term. And that's not just with that in specifics as to that preference, but it's frequency can be a preference. If a person likes to have sex, if you know that you want to have sex 3 or 5 times a week, you say, yeah, at least 5 times a week, I need to have it. 5 hours out of a 7-day week, I need to have it. And she is down to have it 4 times a month is cool with her. Even if she's like, I'll do it for you, but I know that her preference is 4 times a month. I can kind of just see it. For the long term, I don't think it's going to work out. I don't think it's going to work out, even if she's trying to please me or trying to say, hey, I'll do it more, or vice versa with the guy. He doesn't really have much of a sexual appetite, but she does. I feel like for the long term, you can make a lot of stuff work for short term.
Oh, absolutely. And I also feel like when you're with the right person, it's undeniable. Like it's just, you want to be with them. Like, you want to have sex with them. You not just like, oh, for the sake of having sex, but it's like that level of intimacy, like
Some people are asexual. You know, like they don't even like to have sex. And I feel like this kind of person needs to date another asexual person.
No, they don't. Asexual means they probably wouldn't even date ever.
Really? So yeah. that's not. So a person, I guess then I would say a person with a low sex drive just probably needs to date another person whose sex drive is low as well.
Yeah.
Because some people are like, hey, I can either be like, wow, I can either be like, if you're dating somebody who says that they can have sex or eat ice cream and they equate the two to exactly each other, then you probably are looking at a person with not that high of a sex drive. Some people right. are like, I can take it or leave it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like when you have sexual preferences, one of the things is people are demonized for their sexual preference. You should never feel bad for what your sexual preference right. is. If a person that you're with in a relationship is making you feel bad for your preferences, then you don't need to be with that person.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is more so, and I'm going to say this to ladies in general, because I feel like there's a lot more stigma behind women and their sexual preferences. Or
why do you think that is?
I mean, when a woman has too much sex, you know, it's, oh, she's a slut, she's a whore, she's, you know, easy, she's been around the block, and that's not necessarily fair. But I will say this, due to lack of education about my own body, I used to be like that, where I didn't really like having sex, and I didn't really know what I liked, and so I would only have sex like maybe once or twice. Yeah, I'd only have sex like once or twice a month or something like that. But when I found the right person who kind of taught me a little bit more about my body, essentially, and, you know, I'm not saying like they forced me to do anything, but, you know, they kind of opened my eyes to being a little bit more curious about what goes on in the bedroom.
Right.
Sex started to become a lot more fun and a lot more pleasurable. And I mean, I took that experience and ran with it, basically. And I mean, that's why I could say, for me, sometimes my, I guess, how important is sex to a relationship can jump significantly like that. Or maybe I just didn't understand your question. I don't know.
No, I mean, it's really like more of a comment, I would say, than a question. Well, I guess in the beginning, because it's just more to how important is sex chemistry in your relationship. Well, like for me, I would say it's pretty important, because you don't want to cheat on your, I don't want my partner to cheat on me,
right?
And I'm not going to cheat on my partner, so I need to make sure that we're kind of aligned.
That's why in certain categories, I think maybe for women, and I can't speak for all women, but I don't know, maybe it's just the way I think, but I feel like it goes in, it's cyclical, because if I just had a baby, I don't want to have sex. Like, and I mean, they also say like women shouldn't have sex for like, I think they say like 6 to 8 weeks, because you're basically getting 9 months worth of period after you have a baby.
Okay.
So obviously you don't want to, it's like consistent. It's not like, oh,
it's a like a countdown. Here. It's like a certain time you're supposed
yeah.
to wait.
Yeah. Because the women are having down. Their period for missing their period for 9 months straight. They're just menstruating for like 6 weeks straight, which wow. is disgusting.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, I'm a woman and I feel bad saying that, but I cannot even imagine going through that. Like, it just gives me the heebie jeebies. But yeah, I mean, if a part, like I certainly wouldn't want to be in a situation. That's one of those things you have to educate your partner, because that's when the sex would be on the lower side. Like, it would be on the 40 side of things.
Well, that's, I guess, then that's definitely a different question, because my question was how important is it in making a choice for the person that you're going to be with? Like, how important is sex when you're thinking about all the things that goes into the part, your future partner or the person that you're going to date or, you know, marry or be in a relationship with? What percentage does sex play? You know, not necessarily right. the frequency in the year or the time throughout the year, but what percentage, when Alyssa's making that decision, is it 20% of the decision? Is it like 10% of the decision? Is it, how important is it?
Yeah, to you? I mean, That's you answer the question first, or did
I
you
will say I mean I did. It's very important.
I would like say a 9 out of 10.
No, it's a good like 60-70%, because I know that there's definitely it's not just that. It's not just physical. No, it's gonna be. It's a lot of things that go into right. relationship. It's the kind of person
guys,
that
yeah,
they so are. You know,
I've stuck around guys that I think. They smoked cigarettes, and a lot of people don't know, when you smoke cigarettes, it actually causes like erectile dysfunction.
Does it? Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not like I don't know how that works because I don't have a penis. So, but it does cause you to like low sperm count, hard to keep it up, kind of deal.
You sure that just wasn't the guy that you were with?
No, it's actually like.
Is that like scientific?
That's scientific.
Okay.
I stuck around with him for a while, but also I think I wasn't in the right headspace because it wasn't a good relationship. And
so do you feel like that's a, so do you, can Alyssa,
I tried to make it work with him.
If you feel like if all the love and everything else is there, you can stick with a guy who just can't get it up and you have no issues with that. You guys will be able to kind of get past that.
I don't know, to be honest. I know I stuck around with guys that I felt like the first partner I ever had and the first person I ever had sex with told me I was sexually unsatisfying because I had never had sex before, basically. So I had no stamina for sex. Like, I didn't know anything. I felt like I was a young person, a young kid being pressured into having sex with my boyfriend because he wanted to have sex. Mm. And some days I regret that, and most of the time I don't, because otherwise I wouldn't know any better. And like you said, you need to try it out, try it before you buy it, kind of deal. But in the end of the relationship, he was actually the one who was sexually unsatisfying to me because he couldn't keep up with my stamina. When he told me that, it broke my heart, and I worked really hard at like trying to be better at having sex, basically. So, I mean, I don't know, like I try to make it work with him. And
so you feel like that's an example of like you being able to kind of stick it out no matter if the sex is bad or not.
Right. So if I was sexually unsatisfying to him, he stayed with me. And I guess eventually I got good at it because we stayed together for a while. But then in the end, like I felt like he couldn't keep up with like my libido. And when we would finish having sex, I'd be like, oh, like, you know, I want to keep going. He would like have to go through all this work to get hard again. And I was like,
it's not easy for everybody, Alyssa. You know?
Well, that's not my problem. You said I was sexually unsatisfying. I addressed the initial problem you had with me.
So when you're going, I feel like if you're going to, it also depends. This deserves some kind of context here, Alyssa, because it also depends on what you're dating for. Like, I can't say that enough. If you're dating, if you know it, it's all it is. Well, I don't see if it's a smash and dash. I'm not even sure why you want to do that because it's pretty much just sex. But if it's a situation where you know you're not looking for anything long term, then you can take a lot more of those misses, right? Because you're not looking for anything long term anyway. But if you know that you are looking for something long term, don't set yourself up for success.
Right.
Don't go into a situation where that physical part is only, man, it don't have to be the best sex you ever had in your life. For me personally, it doesn't have to be that, but it needs to be something where I know that from an experimentation phase, if you know that, hey, they just want to do it missionary all the time for the rest of our lives, then you know that you're marrying a person that this might be what you're dealing with for literally the rest of your life.
Right. And I mean, it's also important to remember sex is like a sport. You do have to practice to get good at it. So if you're with a guy or you're with a girl who has a great personality and they check all your other boxes and they're not the best in the bedroom, doesn't mean it's hopeless.
No, it doesn't mean it's over, especially if a person's willing to, if there's something there, you got to have something to work with. If there's something there, then you don't have to necessarily just dump them.
Right. There are ways you could spice it up in the bedroom and, you know, work on that. And,
what are those ways?
I mean, obviously different positions. According to sexpositionsclub.com.
All right, man, I see that you were, are you a member of that club? Like,
No, I just Googled it. There are more than 245 different sex positions available on this website.
245.
For you and your partner to enjoy. So, without further ado, what's your favorite position in the bedroom before we get into this?
You know, I think that I would say the doggy's definitely my favorite, but at the same time, I like a variety. I'm not, I don't want to do it the same way all the time. You know what I mean? I would say that's definitely probably the favorite on average, but I like things. I like a little variety. Like if that's how it was last time, it's probably not going to be the next time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at some of these pictures. I am dying. Are you ready for this?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, so they actually don't have the names on these, so I'm going to have to like describe it to you. Mm. And let me see. Hang on. So this first position, I'm going to kind of zoom in a little bit. As you could see right here, we've got the guy. He's like on his knees. What would you call that position?
I mean, it looks like just a guy on his knees. And what is she sitting on his lap? She's like facing him, right, though?
Right. So the guy's kind of like on his knees, like as if he was in a rock concert and he like slid towards the crowd.
He's in sliding position, but he's not sliding anywhere.
Yeah, he's just still. And then the female is facing her behind is facing him, kind of like she's in doggy style position.
Oh, so she's not facing. She's
right,
facing
that's
away.
That's her head. That's her head.
Oh,
right
okay.
There.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that looks like it would be interesting. Now, some of these other ones are pretty weird too. Let me zoom in.
You got to go into some of those
like this one,
Kama Sutra positions. Kama Sutra doesn't have name.
Well, this says Kama Sutra up here, so I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with all of these.
You're like, not familiar with the Kama Sutra arts, evidently.
No, I mean, I do like trying all these different.
You know
things,
what's
though?
Funny about that? I saw like that was my first introduction to like sex. Period is a Kama Sutra book they had at the mall. Like they just had it at a bookstore. And it was just a book. And I was like, there's naked people on there. And then I was looking through the book and it was literally just like all these Kama Sutra positions.
But it looks like I'm going to go ahead and skip ahead to an article I read on Cosmopolitan called 14 Sex Positions, Pretty Much Guaranteed to Help You Orgasm. Now, this is geared more towards the ladies.
All right.
Let's go ahead and scroll down a little bit. We've got the eagle.
What is that?
The eagle. Why the classic oral pose is so blank good. It's a relaxed position for the person receiving pleasure.
Is somebody spread eagle? Is that what they call the eagle?
I guess so. That makes sense. Okay. Because her legs are like whoosh.
Right.
It is good for the person who is receiving pleasure, allowing them to lay back and focus on the sensations. I'm going to skip down to the... I guess this would be a traditional cowgirl style.
Yep.
One on top, one
can
on bottom.
Can't ever go wrong with that.
Why did I say one on top, one on bottom? There's not like it could be two on top.
Listen, things get interesting.
Sex therapist Dr. Susan Block says the woman should be on top because you can stimulate your clitoris without losing momentum.
Very nice.
Is that how you say that word, clitoris? I hear some people say clitoris.
Clitoris.
I don't like
clitoris.
I think clitoris sounds classier.
Really? You don't like clitoris?
Yeah, I feel like it's just like lazy speak. Like,
wow.
Like, I feel like only country people say clitoris.
Do they?
I don't know.
Feel like country people say clitoris. I don't feel like a lot of people say clitoris in general.
I feel like clitoris sounds like much nicer.
Sounds like a class.
Exactly.
I mean, clitoris 101 this year.
Okay. The third position is pushing the cushion. So as you could see, well, not really. I just turned the screen away from you, but the male and female are on their knees. So the description is get on your knees in front of the couch and drape your torso over the cushion. And so, I've had sex like this before. And sort of a modified doggy style where you're kind of humping in the couch as well.
Like what? Like you're humping the couch as well?
Yeah. So
is that
it's
a threesome?
Like, no. So you guys are hanging, like your body is on the couch cushion.
Okay.
So,
like the upper half or lower?
Your upper half.
Okay.
And your
facing
knees are,
the couch or facing
yeah,
away? Okay.
Facing the
couch.
Couch.
All right. No doubt.
Yeah. I've had sex like that before.
Yeah. Fabulous. Fabulous position.
Sticky scissors.
I'm not a really huge fan of the scissor position, but you can get like some better.
It?
Yeah. You can get better. I mean, I've
oh, is it?
You know,
it's just sideways. It's just like the sideways.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these you might have heard on, just not know the technical names for them.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. Sideways position. Lay perpendicular. How formal. Lay perpendicular to each other with your back and him facing you on his side. That doesn't make any sense. Whatever. And I'll do this last one. Number five, the up and over. Why don't you guess how this one looks?
The up and over. Who's up and who's over?
Take a guess.
I would say that the woman is over. The guy's up. I don't really know what that's about, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll read the description, but this is the picture. So it's like, it's a normal position, I guess. The legs,
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely. Your legs are, this is missionary with your legs up.
Yeah, legs up. Okay.
Why did they say missionary? I don't like that article.
Missionary position the up and will overs, never be written in the 1800s. Same again.
The up and over position, also known as missionary with your legs up.
While on your back, put a pillow under your butt. Well, I didn't know that part. Lift your hips.
You can get some good leverage like that.
Well, now I know.
Mm-hmm.
Lift your hips and bring your legs up and back towards your shoulders as though you are folding in half.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if they have the accordion style here.
I made that up. Do tell. What are you talking about?
I just made that up.
Okay. Are you going to like finish making that up or are you just going to just, is it just
the
like
accordion style? I feel like this would be, you need like a little, like one of those like sex toys or whatever. Like you guys are like tied together. So it's like the accordion, you pull apart and go back together.
Wow. Is that like a, you gotta need like a traction rubber band? You
like,
gotta
yeah,
a
like
band
one of those
type
workout
situation?
Rubber bands. Mm. Yes. Yes.
It's a lot going on
wow.
there, Alyssa.
Look, I created
that's
a
like
new
an,
sex
you need an
position.
Accessory for that. I feel like the best sex positions need no accessories. I mean, but these, some of these do like, well, you should have a hope. I mean, I'm not gonna say you should have a pillow depending on where. So let's real quick, Alyssa, where are the best places to do it besides the bedroom? If you're trying to spice it up in the bedroom, gosh. You got to do, yeah, get out of
outside
the bedroom.
Well, depending on how young you are, you can get away with doing it in the car because your knees might hurt if you're older.
It hurts my knees. Older people out there, you can do this until you're 60, depending on what kind of car you have.
True.
How large a car is, do those seats, there's a lot of things logistically you got to ask yourself.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, it doesn't work in the Fiat, so.
I don't think that works for any age. You can't get two grown people laying down in a Fiat.
Right. I've done it in a dressing room. I thought that was fun.
And like, so I attempted that, but got kicked out of the dressing rooms at Victoria's Secrets. I got kicked out of the dressing room the moment I got in there. They're like, oh no, we know what's about to go down in here. Sir, you need to come out of there. Sir,
hello.
You need to come out of there, please.
I've also, I did it at a public basketball court.
Where like?
Like in somebody's neighborhood. Like,
was it like outside?
Mm-hmm. It was outside.
Mm.
Sometimes that could be relaxing to do it outside.
I agree. I mean, get skin back to nature. Didn't we all do it outside at a certain point? There weren't always these houses.
Right. But just put a towel on the floor because I wouldn't want like a bug crawling up my
booty. I have never done it outside and done it on the ground.
Yeah.
I like more like a standing doggy type situation or on something, but I'm not really going
to. I want to say another place, not necessarily have full on sex, but definitely start some foreplay, the movie theater.
Gosh, classic, right?
Yeah.
It's a classic, but you know, I did pay $20 for this. I mean, I do want to have sex.
That's why
but
it's the
depends
foreplay.
On
that's
it depends
why it's
on
foreplay.
How good
like,
this
you know,
movie is.
That's why you
know
do
know
the
mean?
Foreplay. You do like a little touching here and there, like, you know, rub up against the dude's dick here and there. You
well,
know.
I feel like that's cool.
The guy,
well, no,
like,
you know, it's,
I
guess
I feel
that
like a
depends.
Guy maybe has to focus a little bit more working his way into a girl's pants to do that. It's a little bit easier, I feel like, for girls.
So real quick, because we're about to wrap this thing up, is there, if guys give oral, if they don't give oral, yes or no? You can date them or you can't?
I could probably date them.
Okay. Okay.
I'm cool with that.
If a girl does not give oral, I cannot date her.
Why?
Because it's kind of like buying a car that doesn't have AC. Like the car is going to run.
Oh.
And it's going to get you from point A to point B.
That's interesting.
But
what if she has like lockjaw or something and it's like it could possibly cause danger to your dick?
I feel like we're still in the same situation. Now I'm buying a car that maybe I can get out of it. I can't get out of it. Do the locks not work on my car? Like maybe you can drive it from point A to point B, but you might not get out of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like just chomp.
Well, here's the problem. The issue is, it's like you have, there are some guys who don't, and this is kind of falling back into, I guess, the preferences situation. It was some guys, they don't mind this, you know? But it's like, if that's something that you know you like, girl or guy, you know you like oral, and then your partner is somebody who doesn't give it, then it's kind of like, I don't see the point. I don't see the point in being in this relationship.
Right. I did once date a guy, and he had like a gap tooth. And well, he also, I kind of feel like, didn't have good oral hygiene, and he like offered to.
And yet you were still with him. Like, why would you be with him at all? His gap tooth and bad oral hygiene.
I didn't know until after, like, I mean, it wasn't like horrible, but he would like smoke and then he would like not brush his teeth or something afterwards. Like, I just felt like that's gross.
Mm. So how long did that relationship last?
Like a month and a half to 3 months.
Yikes. Goodness gracious.
I tried to be patient and understanding. I tried. I asked him. I would drop the hints like, oh, do you not brush your teeth after you smoke?
You want to brush today?
Yeah. But he would always... Every time, like, oh, like, he would want to go down on me, and I'm like, no, thank you. I don't want a cavity in my vagina. I mean, I know that's not how that works, but that's what I was thinking in my head. I'd be like, ew, that's so nasty. Like, ugh.
Do you feel like there is, like, a time that you should wait when having sex? Like, what's the time? What's the traditional time to wait for sex?
That's tough. The first time I ever had sex, I was with my partner for... about 3 or 4 months before I had sex with him.
Were you like 17? Like what?
Yeah, I was like 18.
Okay, yeah.
So I didn't really...
I could see that. I could see that. A younger people waiting longer.
Then the second partner I had, I must have been like 2 or 3 weeks at max. And then I was like, let's go.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
So you know what's funny is that like this same teacher, the one that was cracking the whip, she actually, it was funny because we had, I had like 3 or 4 dates I've been on, and I'm horrible, Alyssa, at catching cues from women, like when they're ready to have sex. I'm not very good at it if it's not an overt cue.
I think and most guys are.
I'm always going to veer on the side of caution because I'm not the kind of guy to try to pressure into sex. So you come over and you're like, hey, I want to come over now. Clearly she's coming over to my house. It's the middle of the night. We're drinking. She probably wants to have sex. But I don't know if she wants to have sex. Maybe she just wants to watch a movie. So we're at my house and we're watching a movie. And I don't even know if we made it through the movie. This is like 3rd or 4th date. And she said, I have a question. I said, yeah. She said, are you going to try to have sex with me? And then I was like, yeah, as a matter of fact, yes, I am. So I'm not very good at catching those kinds of cues, you know. Well, guys, we get put in a crazy situation of being like, are you being overly aggressive? Are you being underly aggressive? You know? And then we were talking before the show and you were telling me about a guy that it had been what, like 2 or 3 months before you guys even remotely try. But I feel like with me and her, the difference in the story you told me and the story that between me and her, if we were doing any kind of like fooling around, oh, I know that's, you know, it's go time. I know you hate that word. I did that on purpose.
I did that on purpose. It's the way you say it.
It's go time.
I swear. Let me describe his face when he's saying it's go time. His eyes light up and his whole body changes to like this. I don't want to say aggressive, but like he's ready to fight somebody. Like he's just like, it's go time.
It's go time.
Like his shoulders like get like a little puffed out and like his eyes just get so focused and excited and he's ready to go. Like I swear, if anybody who's dating him says like he says that to you, you're good to go.
It can be time for sex or it can be go time. Like we need to get out of here. It can be both. It can be either one of those things.
Grab the condoms. Hurry.
It's go time. Let's get out of here. Go rev the car up. But we, so, but if it was that situation, it's different than the situation that you were with this guy.
Oh, yeah. oh, my gosh. I have nicknames for all the guys I date. I swear.
What is his nickname? You guys didn't date.
Noah the Gay Cop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what? But he wasn't like a cop, you said, right?
I don't want to give too many details away about his identity. Come on now.
I mean, but hopefully his name's not really Noah. Oh my goodness gracious.
Of course it's not. Of course it's not.
Okay. Well,
I'm just kidding. It really is.
When you have situations like that where you guys had been in a relationship or you quasi relationship for like two, three months.
Yeah. See, I think it was like,
and then y'all were kissing and y'all were doing everything else, yeah, but like it's just the sex like, it was like didn't, he didn't want the sex.
Yeah. And it was just like, he was just like, every time I would get down to like,
you're ready to go.
Yeah,
like, it's go time for Alyssa.
Wow, like I'm ready to go. And it was just like, no. I'm like, what the heck? dude, like, come on now.
Did y'all ever get to, like, full nudity where this was a discussion?
I have been full nude in front of him.
And he's like, he's still like, nah, I'm just
I normally don't pull the I think somebody is gay, but in this particular instance, I really do. And there's, like, evidence stacked against him. Like, I was starting to tell you, but I swear, this man in, like, I dated him roughly, like, fall, winter time. So it was like, you know, people's clothes are darker in the winter and they're, like, bulkier. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when spring came around, he was out here in his little boy booty shorts and, like he would, like, have outfits that had, like, matching blazers. Like, they were, like, pattern. And that's not necessarily why I thought he would think and thought he was gay. It was like,
it's probably because of the being full behavior, nudity and no sex.
Yeah, his behavior and the fact that, like, I was just, like, basically naked in his bed after we had been fooling around and he still didn't want to have sex. And, like, he would say things like, just spent $1,000 at Macy's. My wardrobe is going to be out of this. Like, it was just so strange. And, like, he would just his mannerisms, like, when I thought about it and I was like, wow, like, he really might be gay. Like,
so
I'm
besides
not saying
Noah,
that for my pride.
Besides Noah, the gay cop, is there a certain time, we'll wrap it up on this, is there a certain time period for you and I guess speaking for ladies in general, maybe even ladies that you might know, that where it's a turn off past a certain time?
To not have sex with the person?
Yeah, well, to where a lady might be ready to go, and then how long is that, how long is that window does that guy have before you're just like, oh, I'm just not into it no more?
Right. I would have to say, honestly, you ladies, we can feel when that chemistry and that attraction is there. Like, you, there should never not be a point of, oh, I don't know. And if there is that questioning, you don't know, they're not attracted to you. And, you know, take your L. It is what it is. You got to accept that. But I would
say, what if his guy is just, like, slow?
I would say,
because some guys are slow and then they just lose their opportunity.
Well, I would say, I feel like I'm pretty fair and I try and be understanding and give people the benefit of the doubt. But I would say no more than, like, 3 months, because at that point you've spent a literal season with that person. And if in 3 months it hasn't come up,
even when you've had, like, start, and especially with start and stops, because start and stops mean that that's an indicator there. Like, you had opportunities. It's not like, because sometimes right. You don't see a person, sometimes you're not in the best place. But if you've had times where you've had,
like, a
start
consistent,
and stops, you
like,
know,
I'm saying, like, a consistent 3 months
of seeing the person and everything.
Like, if you're in a relationship or you're trying to be in a relationship, because in 3 months there should be foreplay and, like, you should be very comfortable with each other in 3 months with, like, making out and things like that. Do people say making out? I feel like it's a taboo word.
Yeah, people say it, but they use it freely. Like, it's kind of it's but I still feel like that's what it means. It means making,
like,
out means like a heavy kiss session pretty much with no, but it doesn't mean like any kind of like touching.
Right,
it's just heavy kiss session.
Maybe like touching your shoulders.
Right.
And
right.
Like,
is it nothing sexual
or the hair? That's when the guy should play with the girl's hair.
Mm. We need to do a whole nother episode on that. So we'll leave this one here. This is Regin ATL here with Alyssa D. We'll see you next time.
Bound chicka wow wow.